Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is about you. Yesterday was about you. Tomorrow will be about you because you, we're all in love with you and you're in love with somebody else who's hopefully good to you. It's all about love here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, right, Jay?
Absolutely.
Ah, see that? Okay. So the situation that we find ourselves in today in terms of being in a celebratory mood, tell me how much you want to celebrate Ukrainian Independence Day. All those in favor, say aye.
I'd like to say yes. Isn't that a bummer?
Huh? What? You'd like to say yes, but?
It's a bummer with everything that's going on. Normally,
that's true.
This is their Independence Day. This is their 4th of July.
4th of July.
Celebrations are not happening.
No, of course not. Independence declared by Ukrainians from the old United, or what do they call it, Union of Socialist Soviet Republics, took place on this date, August 24th, 1991. Well, in the past, it had been celebrated with a lot of enthusiasm, as you can imagine, most popular day of the year for Ukrainians, but because they're involved in a bit of a tough with the Russians,
It's 1991 again.
Yeah, exactly. They've had an interesting situation. Their reality is culturally, they're not like the Russians. Their language is not like, it's kind of, but it's not really. The Polish used to be in charge of Ukraine before the Russians were, the Turks. There have been a lot of people fighting over Ukraine because there are a lot of things that are special there. You wouldn't know that. You didn't know much about that until this war began. I'm betting that most of you didn't know much about it. I was fortunate enough to take a trip into Ukraine for a couple of days fairly soon after Chernobyl, and I found a lot of very nice people, a beautiful country, and now it's been decimated. It's been destroyed by the Soviet, well, not the Soviet Union, but by the Russians and Putin. So this is a day to sort of reflect, I'm sure, for them and for others, what's this country all about? Do you think it's a perfect country? No, it's not. Is it a country worth keeping away from the Russians? Yeah. There are a lot of questions that we still have about what's going on there. What are they doing with all the help that we and the other countries in the Western world are giving to them? But that probably doesn't take away from the celebration. Ukrainian Parliament adopted the Act of Independence of Ukraine, and that's when they developed that yellow and blue flag that you've seen all over America and all over the world, the flag for Ukraine, the flag of Ukraine. One of the things that's happening as a result of the war itself is the official overview of what's going on in terms of food around the world. Because of this war and because of other circumstances, the drought, weather conditions, there has been a food shortage declaration from the United Nations saying 135 million people are dying at the moment because of food insecurity. That doesn't seem like a lot, given the fact that we have almost 8 billion people on the planet, but certainly isn't a good thing as a predicator for the world. And according to the stats here that I'm looking at, it could be in the next year or two doubling to almost 300 million people who will die because they don't have anything to eat. So what's the world doing about that? We can fight and shoot and kill in Ukraine, but what are we doing? Are we supposed to? Is it our responsibility? Heck, we may have the problem here because we're eating up so much farmland, abusing the farming process, ignoring the farming process, says one who knows as a farmer. I know my way around.
This would not be happening.
Without what, Jay?
You would think that in 2022 this would not be happening.
Right. Well, one of the problems in America is that the federal government doesn't know the right hand from the left hand. And we have people on the right hand who are saying, yeah, we've got to help the farmers, we've got to support the farmers, USDA, yep, we've got to do all of this to plan for the future. And on the other hand, the environmentalists are convincing the government to buy up land and to take over land and to keep land from being used for agricultural purposes, i.e. growing food, because we want to protect some spotted owl or a three-legged turtle or something, whatever the hell it is that needs to be protected, according to these people who have become, it's the climate change religion all over again, except that it's the environmental religion. Yeah, it's worthwhile to take care and to make sure that we are not abusing or not, you know, we have in the past, and we're letting, actually, today we're letting the agribusinesses get away with things that they ought not to be able to get away with, that the average family farmer can't get away with. And so we are abusing the land, we're abusing the privilege. And it's all this, you know, there's so much colliding here at the same time as to what's going on. But this food shortage, yeah, people are paying attention to it because of Ukraine and the fabulous wheat fields that they have there and what that's contributed to European supplies of wheat. But it's the weather and bad policy are, you know, when you think about, when you go to the ballot box, I have some interesting news about the primaries yesterday, but when you think about who you're going to vote for, can we forget about Trump and can we think about the people who stand for the balance? And you can say, well, Trump is all about saving the farmer. That's not really true. I'll argue that one with you. He may have had some good policies in other areas, but the guy he had, he doesn't know anything about farming. He doesn't know anything about agriculture. And for those of you who think he's this fabulous savior, if you're a farmer and you vote for him, you're kind of voting against yourself. That's the way I read it, because Sonny Perdue was an absolute disaster as Secretary of Agriculture. All right, so there's one other thing with Ukraine that I think is worth note here, Jay. The president, Mr. Zelensky, has been very public in the last 24 hours, and his focus has been Crimea, which is the golden end of, for the Russians who want to spend their time naked on the beach down there. I guess that's kind of what it is. And that's really what is there. You can chuckle about me characterizing it that way, but there's a naked beach where the Russian oligarchs love to go to bring their little chicky poos and run around naked on the beach. So I know that that's kind of a narrow focus on what's going on there, but that's kind of what's going on there.
And in Crimea, there's been a fight over it for so long anyway.
Over the beach? Over Crimea, you mean?
Over Crimea, yeah. So with Zelensky saying, no, this ends in Crimea.
Yeah. So what does that mean, though, I suppose? The Ukrainians, he thinks, are strong enough and powerful enough to put into perspective what it does take and what they need to do to keep Ukraine free and make sure that the citizens who live down in Crimea will have justice. And they are going to, the Russians have been in there for a couple of years. Remember, they went down and they took over these areas, what, 3-4 years ago? There's a bridge that goes over to Crimea from the mainland, and the Russians kind of took it over. And they've had their boats, all those big boats down the Crimea, the ones that people are trying to grab and sell at auctions, that sort of thing. So the people who are working with Zelensky, his parliament, the leaders of the country, the folks who are in the military, vowing this week to retake the whole of the Crimean Peninsula, basically kicking out the Russians. It was 2014. Here it is. Okay, 2014. The territory was seized by the troops from Russia. And there's a lot of fighting that's going on down there now. It is one of the great places there. I didn't go there when I was there, but I actually, with all the focus on it, I kind of like to go once all this is over just to kind of see what it's like. I'm sure it's beautiful. There are a lot of these beaches in this area, the Red Sea, down the Mediterranean, you go by on the coast of Yugoslavia, man, there's some wonderful cities and beaches and places to go. Anyway, so but it seems the Russians now are worried about winning, and so they're focusing on the Crimea to protect what they've taken over, what they've had for the last 8 years there. They don't want to lose their vacation spot. So let's see what happens. The Ukrainian Restoration and Control Act. All right, that's the Europeans way, the European Union, that's what they call their effort to help Ukraine, Ukrainian restoration and control of Crimea. Okay, so that's sort of the daily summary. We haven't actually really talked too much about what's going on in Ukraine lately, because it's been pretty much the same thing. One day is good for the Ukrainians, next day is good for the Russians, and it goes from bad to worse, and up and down, and in and out. But that's kind of what's going on with the focus, I guess, appropriately on the Ukraine Independence Day. August the 24th, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Here's something for you to think about as we are going through the last part of the dog days of summer. The temperature's gone down here where I am about 10 degrees, although up to 90 probably in the next couple of days. And where you are in Cleveland, what's it? Cleveland's been kind of blah, hasn't it, this summer?
It's been fantastic.
It has
considering,
been,
yeah, normally I'm used to the southern
humid
heat, which is just awful. I've really been enjoying it. We've had some 90-degree days, no doubt about that, but typically it's been 80s. We've had a few 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really enjoyable.
A lot of people who have exercised a lot out in the heat, if you can stand the heat, then you are probably likely, if you do the right kind of exercise, to lose weight. That's one way to lose weight. There are all kinds of ways. You eat the right foods, you get enough exercise, but out in the heat, you can sweat it off. So now that you have done that, many of you, what are you going to do to keep, as we go into the fall and, wash my mouth out with soap, into the into the winter when you become more sedentary? And liable to have a little bit too much to eat. You know, you go to the holidays, becomes a vicious cycle. So you can protect yourself by going to toploss.com, ordering Calitrin right now. Their dog days of summer sale will end next week. See what happens for Labor Day. But right now you can get 90 days free with a 90-day purchase, sort of the BOGO deal, and get free shipping when you use the discount code Doug. This is an all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. My pal Bob Kay lost a couple of pounds already. Join him. Help yourself to health by going to toploss.com. Order there. Use the discount code D-O-U-G-Doug.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's set, so whip that earphone without, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out, buddy.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Brought
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Many of you have created farmers markets either on your farm or in the community, but the public has become aware of and is frankly using the farmers markets quite intelligently. So now there's a group called the National Farmers Market Coalition, and they have announced for the first time the celebration of Farmers Market Week, August 7th to the 13th.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now. Doug's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and the celebrity focus, the social media trending items include the story of one of the most iconic songs and singers that goes back to the 1970s, actually, and her career went through the 80s into the 90s. Well, we'll tell you the story, the update on Maureen McGovern right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Remember the song from the Poseidon Adventure, The Morning After? Here's Maureen McGovern with probably the most famous song of her career.
There's got to be a morning after.
Number one on the Billboard chart for a couple of weeks. Back in 1973, it was the theme from the 1972 film The Poseidon Adventure, which is the favorite movie of all time of our entertainment and movie guy, Chuck Curry. She's had a lot of other hits. Yeah, she's really the head. She was, her song, We May Never Love Like This Again, a big hit from 1974, was in the movie The Towering Inferno, the TV show Angie, The Different Worlds. This is a song, and all these songs are, they really kind of grab you, the way she sang the songs. And she was involved in acting on stage. She was in the Pirates of Penzance. She was, had a very good career, but now she has been talking about the fact that she has, at the age of 73, early-stage Alzheimer's, which really is, that really sucks.
Yeah, there's no other way to put that. That's
she can't perform anymore because she can't remember the lyrics. It's kind of like that Tony Bennett story, in a manner of speaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except he can remember the lyrics. She can't.
Yeah, and
can't drive.
We always talk about how parents should never bury their children, but also people should never lose their memories. It's just,
I know. So,
two things that just shouldn't happen in life.
Right. Well, there are things, you know, it depends on, there are all sorts of influences here, and most of them are external. Most of the things that cause Alzheimer's are things that you eat, things you're exposed to, the kind of way you live your life, if you will. You know, there's all kinds of stuff, but for the most part, it's not inherited. It is something that is part of the environment that you live and work in and exist in. So hold a good thought for Maureen McGovern, if you will. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has reopened order banks for the next wave of reservation holders of the Ford F-150 Lightning, adding new improvements, including boosting its standard range battery model to an EPA-estimated target range of 240 miles. Starting in the fall, vehicles built with the standard range battery available on Pro, XLT, and Lariat trims will have an estimated range of 240 miles. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you want to start the semester strong, Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for my dorm. I mean, a desk chair for studying.
Staples has you covered.
A better way to organize my stuff instead of using milk crates.
A desk lamp to help me pull all-nighters.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off desks, filing and storage solutions, lighting and decor with the purchase of any chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 9/24, in-store only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some primary results from Tuesday's elections. In New York, Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler soundly defeated Representative Carolyn Maloney. The two Democrats had to fight each other as New York lost a congressional seat due to people moving out of the state. In Florida, Democrat Val Demings strongly defeated all challengers and will have the opportunity to take on Republican Senator Marco Rubio in November.
With your help, I will be elected.
President Biden is expected to announce a student loan forgiveness program Wednesday. President Trump's financial guru, Steve Moore, on Newsmax last night.
I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. We're going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but the people in the future have to pay back their loans.
With strong help from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Sarasota County School Board shifted from liberal to conservative on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden is mulling the idea of student loan forgiveness. That statement is as honest as Inflation Reduction Act, as the loan doesn't go away, just who pays for it. And that person is listening to a newscast right now, along with their fellow Americans. Back when the American economy was very strong under President Trump, his economist Stephen Moore tells Newsmax the Biden administration's outrageous proposal of eliminating $10,000 in student debt for borrowers has no long-term merit.
It's really quite an outrage. It's such an injustice, actually, to the people who did pay back their loans and, you know, did the right thing. What a horrible example that the United States government is setting by telling people they can be deadbeats and not pay back their loans. I mean, really, it's quite outrageous, I think. And for people who did pay their loans, they're the suckers here because the government would have forgiven you your loan. And how many people do you think will ever repay a loan, a student loan at this point? I mean, this actually is the nail in the coffers of the student loan program. You're going to tell people, well, you don't have to pay back your loans, but the people in the future have to pay back their loans?
In the middle of a recession, President Biden continues to spend money like he can print it. Another $3 billion in aid to Ukraine is scheduled to be announced sometime today. Japan is entering a new phase in its nuclear energy strategy Wednesday, with Prime Minister Kishida set to order the development and construction of next-generation nuclear power plants. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's a mother, a proud mom of her daughter, graduated with her Doctor of Psychology degree a couple of weeks ago. To celebrate her accomplishments, Kendra Busby of Camden, New Jersey, decided to rent a digital billboard to publicly recognize and honor her daughter, Dr. Christine Smalls.
A.K.A. Dr. Smiles.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoopee, it's 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, August 24th. Jay Kirshner and I celebrating some good news. This is an archaeological find, a wonder world of perfectly preserved 15-year-old arrows inside a Norwegian glacier. Team of seven people from the Glacier Archaeology Program discovering the arrow. I suppose it's an interesting find, right? The arrow's been, what do they call that when they do the carbon dating thing? Right. So it's been carbon dated to somewhere between 300 and 600, say it again, Doug, 300 and 600 CE. All right. So CE is Christmas and Easter. So I don't know what, before Christ usually is BC. What's CE? Anybody know what CE
is? I don't know why I thought CE was the opposite of BC. Oh, no, that's AD.
Yeah, right. AD is Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. and B.C. is before Christ. So I'm guessing, anyway, so it's old. It was found 15, during...
Yeah, 1,500 yeah. years old.
Yeah. It was done during a survey of the reindeer hunting site, where they used to go, obviously, and get reindeer for food. The arrows melting out in the ice, pretty important new material for these archaeologists. And the fact that they've been preserved as well as they, look at a picture of it, very well preserved. And so through that, they can understand a lot of things that went on in the past in that area, how the bow and arrow technology had advanced. Amazing how, you know, things like the wheel are invented and fire is discovered and people learn how to survive by killing animals and eating them, that kind of stuff. And so this was, you know, you think back in American history, you think of the bow and arrow and the Indians, right? And the arrow and the shaft, it's really kind of interesting how man has progressed. I guess this is progress because it allowed them in an area that's pretty damn cold to survive. The Glacier Archaeology Program has been something that has been going on since 2006. And the reason they started it is because the rising temperatures in that area have led to mounting ice being melted. And so you can obviously dig around more and find things. They've had a problem since, as I said, 2006, unusually warm weather, summers. And it's good because they have a water supply, but not good because this is part of the area where we don't want to see glaciers melting and big chunks of ice going into the sea and raising the sea water levels. But interesting that these sorts of things are going on. As long as we're into the past.
Oh, and to answer, before we move on, to answer the previous question, CE is the same as AD.
Oh, okay.
So it is 300 to 600 AD. We learned something.
Okay. I got to put that one in my head. I want to go back, though, a lot farther than we just did. How about we go back 113 million years, where dinosaurs wandered around the what is Texas today, was a prime living area. That's why there's so much oil there, because there were lots of dinosaurs that lived in Texas. That's probably a ba-dum pump that goes with that. Some of the old fossils that are down there now in the political world. So they've discovered footprints from a dinosaur millions, 113 million years ago in a Texas, what is this, a park? Yeah, the Dinosaur Valley State Park. I guess you'd expect to find dinosaur remains in Dinosaur Valley State Park, right? I'm guessing they already found some there. They wouldn't call it Dinosaur Valley State Park. Park spokesman, say it again. There it is. Park spokesperson, say it again three times, indicated that tracks recently found belong to a theropod called You want me to do this? If my grandson were here, he could pronounce...
Oh, Miles would totally crush it.
Acrocanthosaurus. That's pretty close, I bet, huh?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, anyway, pretty
and a
big...
a theropod argue. Called Sauroposeidon.
Yeah.
I took the easy one.
Yeah, you did. Thank you. this is from... That's why they called it the... This is a... The Sauroposeidon was a sea creature, and thus... The Poseidon survived from that. I don't know, Poseidon is a sea creature. I don't know whether you knew that or not. Anyway, so the footprints are around 113 million years old. Can we even imagine that? Because of the drought conditions, the river dried up in the park, and this is the now they have the ability to find more tracks and uncover more of these dinosaur things. So there you go. Discoveries galore. Dinosaurs everywhere.
And just how well maintained it just naturally was in protection from the stuff that kind of set in over top and the water. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that the water receded and because of the drought and everything.
Right.
It was nice that we were able to see this.
Find
and
that.
Of course, they're going to be covered up again soon.
Yeah. Well,
all that rain.
Yeah, right. How much rain? James, you had 14 inches day before yesterday. How much rain did you have yesterday? James Collins is in our originating studio in Dallas. What's What's the weather? Let's have our weather report.
It wasn't as bad as it was on Monday. It was definitely like a lot less. I would say, I wouldn't be able to give you an exact amount. Probably about eight inches.
Yeah. Plenty of water. Woof. Okay, let's go to the primary results in a conversation about the political realities, breaking down what the Republicans, I guess there are different groups here, Florida, New York, Oklahoma primary results. Charlie Crist, who's been a face of Democratic politics in Florida for quite a long time, won the primary for governor to run against DeSantis. Did he even have any opposition? I don't think he did. It amounted to anything. That's the way it's going to shape up in Florida. So what do we think? Crist was very popular. That I do remember.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been very active in lots of political circles. And Florida is like Texas and some of the other states where there's a lot of infiltration. Traditionally pretty Republican, but not always. You can't count on it. And because there's a rift between DeSantis, who thinks or seems to be indicating he wants to run for president, Trump doesn't want him to, so the Trumpers are going out to vote, you know, they register as Democrat. Who knows how this all, you know, you can get all the speculation in the world. The essence of what really will happen, I guess, will be decided, hello, thank you, in November. You know, there's all kinds of speculation, rumors, yada, yada, yada.
Well, and Crist was formerly the Republican governor of Florida.
Yeah, and then he changed
before parties. Moving to Democrat.
So
I feel like November is going to be very interesting, specifically for Florida.
Mm-hmm. The thing that you look at is in the last couple of weeks, especially, there's been a focus on the people who have won. You know, were they pro-Trump or they aren't Trump? Half the party's major elected officials in many states are people who go along or who are saying publicly that the election was a fraud and that Trump really won. So think about that in the overall situation that we find ourselves in. There are 100 candidates for Congress or statewide offices who have said Trump was basically screwed by the system. He won and he didn't win. You know, that kind of stuff. In Oklahoma, the guy who got nominated was Mark Wayne Mullen, who is endorsed by Trump running for Congress. There are a couple of others. In New York, Jerry Nadler, who is a bozo, wins, but it's his name. You know, it's the same old thing. People don't really know what's going on, unfortunately, unless you really pay attention. Nadler is a turkey. He's one of those old guys. He's been there for way too long. And he, if you just look at him, listen to him, he's the reason that we look at politicians with a John, what is the expression, jaundiced look? He's just a hack. And so, anyway, he beats some other lady who looked like she might have had a chance, but not really. So,
yeah, according to the polls, it looked like he was going to pull away a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, in Florida's 11th district, too close for comfort, Daniel Webster, Representative Daniel Webster, had a challenger, Laura Loomer, who apparently is a right winger from, you know, the planet Oz. She apparently beat the guy, right? Although it's very close now, but it looks like she might have been able to beat him. What is this a reaction to the overcooking? I mean, whatever people say about Trump, Trump ought not to be. Trump isn't going to. This so frustrates me. I had dinner with some friends last night, and we were talking about this, how it is that people are just blindly, okay, we like Trump. Why do you like him? What, give us, you know, like in a sentence or a few words or something, what is he doing to make, as a politician? Politicians are supposed to be there, or representatives, better put, are there to supposedly do your bidding for you, and you're supposed to, it would seem, if you're educated, want to create a situation in which life is better, not only for you, but for your offspring and people that you care about. And so when you look at this back and forth, the fact that Democrats and Republicans argue and fight about everything and don't get anything done that amounts to anything, how does that make your life better?
Well, now there's fighting within the parties, too.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's just nonstop.
Yeah, it's all about me. But, yeah. And here people are upset. This is, I thought, yeah. Oh, by the way, Dr. Oz got himself into a jam. Did you see the comment that he made? His opponent in the Pennsylvania Senate race, a guy named John Fetterman, had a stroke. And so Oz says he wouldn't have had a stroke if he ate the healthy diet that I suggest.
Yeah, if he'd have eaten a vegetable.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes people just need to keep their mouths shut.
Yeah. All right, so Nancy Pelosi's husband, I don't know why this is a headline. The guy's guilty. So he pleads guilty, and okay, isn't this wonderful because he stood up and faced the music. The guy is a turd. And so under the, I've got lots of my vocabulary. When I look at some of these politicians, what's going on, my vocabulary gets a little bit more focused. Here's this guy, Paul Pelosi. Remember what happened last month? He was drunk, and he had a crash, and somebody got injured in it. So he went to jail for 5 days. He would have gone to jail for 5 months if he wasn't married to Nancy Pelosi. And so here, he didn't go to court. He had his lawyer enter the plea. He didn't want to be interviewed by all the people. He's too important. He's too big. Yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so
well, he's already
a joke.
2 days.
Yeah, it's a joke. Of course he's guilty, and of course he should have pled guilty and faced the consequences, and it ought to be a lot more than 5 days in jail. 48 past the hour.
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah? So you know how to secure this gift joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dual to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dual's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now 53 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for farm, food, and family focus. Here's some important information for those of you who like Blue Diamond almonds. Blue Diamond. I thought Blue Diamond. No, it was Blue. What's the name of the outfit that does tuna? It's sort of similar, like, name similar to Blue Diamond. If you can think about it,
I'm not sure, yeah.
Tell the story. Okay, so
Bumblebee tuna? No, that's not it.
No, there's something else. But anyway, so Blue Diamond is recalling 350,000 pounds of almonds because of a potential salmonella disaster. So this is a company located in Sacramento, California, where all of the that area is where all the almonds are grown, or a lot of them are grown. So apparently they do from time to time internal sampling. Most of these companies do. And one of the samples turned out positive for salmonella. So they have said that these almonds that are affected are labeled whole brown almonds. And apparently they're sold in bulk, like when you go to Costco and BJ's and you buy these huge tubs of nuts. That's probably what we're talking about here. So the products were distributed in California, Colorado, Illinois, and they also have an international market, big in Canada, big in Africa, big in Europe. So this could be really dicey for them. Don't throw them away. Bring them back to the store wherever you bought them and get your money back. And then don't buy them again. Because if you can't trust them now, if their business model is so bad that they can't keep the place clean, then you shouldn't buy from them at all. Period. End of story. The situation with apple growers and tomato growers. I want to review that with you in a matter of moments here as we continue on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Okay, so here we have this situation because of the drought over much of the country. Apples are smaller and not as sweet this year so far. The August varieties that people are picking right now I got a whole bunch of them, to not only because I have an apple a day and I throw them in my refrigerator, but we sold a couple of bushels on the farm. Weekend we have Sunday Farmers Market, and that's, you know, a time when people, apples, fresh apples, seasons, this season's apples, yum. Honeycrisp and Pink Lady have been very popular. The growing, this is all hybrids. Do you think about who you buy your apples from, Jay, or where you buy? I won't buy them in a store. I go to the, there's a place called Bolton Orchards that I pretty much frequent for all of my apples. And they have local varieties, but the national varieties like Honeycrisp and Pink Lady and Gala and Red Delicious apples.
Mm-hmm. I love all of those ones.
They're the big powerhouses still. Let's see, 3 out of every 10 apples grown in America and sold in America and around the world are Honeycrisp, Pink Lady, Gala, and Red Delicious. Of that group, Red Delicious is more traditional than are the other three, but they're coming up in terms of, I like the Honeycrisp because, and Pink Ladies too.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're tasty and they're crisp,
so,
and that's
juicy,
what, exactly.
I have noticed that, I can't deal with sour, and I have noticed that they've been a little bit more tart.
Well, that's because it's dry.
Yeah.
I knew a meeting of, who knew there was a U.S. Apple Association, but they had their meeting last Thursday. Big trade group says that this year's apple crop will be over 10, almost 11 billion pounds, 255 million bushels of apples, 3% more than last year. If there hadn't been a drought, it had been about 8% more. So look for yum apples, yum, yum, 59 past the hour.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.